This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Alan Minskoff is with me. And so far, we've approached food in two very different ways this week, Alan. So I'm a little bit curious what's happening today.
We are moving to a kind of a classic novel audiobook that was published 25 years ago and has come out again. And Dion Graham is at his brilliant best. It is called Dirty Bird Blues by Clarence Major. And Dion does everything but hand you a love note. He sings, he wails, he weeps, he riffs. I mean, the blues are so intrinsic to this particular audiobook that it's like none that I've ever listened to. The protagonist is called Man. His name is Manfred, but he's called Man. And he is a blues harmonica player. And he travels from Chicago to, of all places, Omaha. Oh. And of course, trouble and complications follow.
Is there music in the book itself?
Only Dion Graham. And he does sing. And it works. And his pace is perfect.
Oh, he is perfect. He is a true genius.
If this weren't worth earphones, I don't think I've ever listened to an audiobook that is, because you can't stop listening. It's such a fascinating story. It's not entirely a happy story. It starts with the protagonist being shot with buckshot when he is trying to find his wife who was with someone else. There's so much music and there's so many lyrics, and it depends so much on the author's remarkable understanding of the African-American idiom and slang. In fact, the author has written a couple of books about African-American slang, and it is on display. It's just a feast for the listener.
And Clarence Major was also a poet. He published many books of poetry, as well as being a novelist.
Yes, and also a painter. I mean, this was a man of, and he's still alive, I'm pretty sure, of enormous talent. And best known, you're absolutely right, as a poet. But this is a novel worth listening to. If for no other reason, the music in the language is so intoxicating.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit of it? Do you need to set this up?
Very quickly, Manfred has been shot and is riffing.
Okay. This is Dirty Bird Blues by Clarence Major, and it's read by Golden Voice, Dion Graham.
But there wasn't anything to worry about, and he was right. And the blood and the piss stopped in a few days, and he never did have to go to a doctor. He thought, heap of times thought I had to go to a doctor and didn't. He yanked at the window. You can have the Chicago Monkey Man blues and still be all right. You can be down and out like a yellow dog at the end of the Yazoo, Mississippi line and still feel like shouting, jelly, jelly, mama, roll me some of your good biscuits. Let me hole in your cabbage patch. Took a lot to get a good man down. Good man gonna keep on keeping on. Ain't studying about giving up, no matter what. Death call a good man. Good man say, hold on, Death. I'll be there directly, but I'm fixing to do something else right now. Got to take care of this little bit of business.
Boy, do you see why Dion Graham is a golden voice?
No question.
Oh my God, the rhythm of his narration, just the racing. It's a performance.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. I need to add one caveat, and it's important. If you are at all bothered by F-bombs, mother F-bombs, racy language, this is not for you.
And the N-word.
I had to really try hard to find an excerpt without those phrases in it, but it's worth listening to, and the listener will enjoy it.
Okay. That is Dirty Bird Blues by Clarence Major, read by Golden Voice and true audio genius Dion Graham. Alan, thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, and I look forward to it.
Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publishing the finest fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for adults and children. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.